The immigrants are coming. The immigrants are coming. Build a wall. Take down the Statue of Liberty. Man the battlements. The immigrants are coming. The melting pot is boiling over. The borders are being overrun. My hair is on fire. The end is near. These are scary times in Fortress America. When under siege, what else can our leader do but convince us they're even scarier? Time to go to the bunkers. Bolt the doors, shutter the windows, isolate, isolate, isolate. The bad people want in. The immigrants are killers and rapists and drug addicts and carriers of disease. Well, Melania accepted. They want to take your house, steal your educational system, abuse your social services. Bad, very bad people. I see them every day mowing my neighbor's lawns, building new houses down the road, probably plotting how to massacre us all. They're biding their time. Working for peanuts, scheming, always scheming. One of my band members is half Ojibwe. She was telling us the other day about a woman who was complaining bitterly about some Indians who had moved into her neighborhood and were bringing down her property values. She wouldn't shut up about it, Monica was saying, just kept going on about those damn Indians invading her neighborhood. Finally, she got so exasperated she threw up her hands and screamed, "Why don't they just go back to where they came from and leave us alone?" Well, we forget where we came from, most of us, unless you're Native American. Once we're inside, we want to build a fence and lock the gate. We were never them, and they should never be us. Sure, we can turn a blind eye when we need cheap labor, but don't come knocking for citizenship. We're full up, and the country club doesn't need new members. Plaque on the Statue of Liberty was meant for us, not them. It was meant back then, not now. Why don't these people go back with it? Was the worst.